mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
All right, welcome to the ETF. Welcome to the MTF number 77. My name is Patrick. I hope you guys are doing great. And today, this is a skeleton crew. Myself and Jan in Berlin. How are you?
It's the true. Whatever. It's hot.
Yeah, I was going to say the OGs, and that's not even the case. That's not even true. So
the O and the third G.
Yeah, something like that. The G spot. Okay.
I think the first time you were.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Okay. Took you less than a minute. Great. New record. But the first time you recorded with us was when we were at the house, right? Near Mitte?
Yes.
Near the Wall Museum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Near Bernauer Straße. Yeah.
And you found a special vodka or stuff like that. It was just bam, 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 bam. Bang. I was like, okay, wrong.
That was a lot of fun, but I just hope that it was fun to listen to as well, because I haven't listened back to it. But I remember it was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you could see other apartments from the windows. I think we spent some time just commenting on the scenery. What's happening? Why is the kid on the balcony all alone?
Go ahead.
I went to the Geschäftsstelle yesterday, not for the first team practice of the men's team, but I had a workshop. And there was this huge, as big as a car, cartons by Derby Star with the new balls for the season.
Okay.
And they were, as I told you before, they were throwing out stuff. There was a windbreaker with this big H logo. It was when they went for $10. They were, and they basically walked in and they were trying to, like drug dealers trying to get it to us. Like, they approached us actively and said, "Hey, you know what you really need? You need a raincoat."
off the back of the truck almost. Nice.
Yeah, look nice. New Jersey's.
Only two of us today. Hopefully we will have more people next time, but that's okay. Hopefully. Let's start right away with the news. I have a few items here. Let's start with Mare Pranke retires at 21.
I think, looking back, you don't know why she did, because then we had some transfer news after that. So that's probably one of the reasons she left. Because maybe they just told her that next season you might not play.
Okay.
And I think it's also, it shows how women's football is still problematic in a way that I think sometimes the players have to decide whether they want to make money. Because I think she's gonna. The official language was she's gonna concentrate on her studies.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Oh yeah, they have to choose between being a pro footballer. I would be curious to
and eating.
To know the percentage of women who can make a living out of this. You know,
in this league, nobody.
Probably not, right?
Except for the Union players when they were there for a year. And I think Victoria paid a little bit, but not much.
Okay.
So the only ones who really paid enough to make a living were the Union.
Okay. And 21. I mean, it kind of sucks because I'm guessing that she probably is good enough, but it's still, unless it's for health reasons, it's really young to...
I think she said no. I haven't heard anything about health reasons. It's just maybe it's just you have to think. Okay, maybe, which is pure speculation. They made the call and said, "Hey, next season we're gonna get this player who is a world champion, two-time, Bundesliga champion."
So okay,
your playing time might suck. So. We don't know.
Which position does she play?
I think she was defensive.
The one they got. I forgot her name, but she is like 32, and she won a lot of.
She won with the national team, and she was champion twice and won the cup.
Yes.
She played for Turbine. She played for Turbine.
Okay.
And at Tech, she just left Turbine, and last season she was suspended by Turbine, but I couldn't find anything more on this. I think my working theory is that she called things as she saw them, and people didn't like that.
That's quite possible.
Because I think they went down with just 1 point for the entire season.
Okay.
And I think Turbine is done. They're going to...
fold?
Yeah.
Completely? Okay.
I mean, they were the biggest team for years. They had this legendary player, and they had Birgit Prinz. You know Birgit Prinz? Remember her?
Yes.
I think she's still the best female player ever. And I think she was offered a contract with Eintracht Frankfurt's men's team.
Really?
Yeah, she was just, it was a beast.
Jesus, okay.
Yeah. And then the coach left, and then they, I think our head of the women's division was a coach there when they were in the Bundesliga still for one or two seasons. And then he left. And then he left, and then he became Hertha's head of women. I don't even know what his position is called, but he's the... Lucian Chart is the head of the women's football division at Hertha BSC.
Okay. All right. Okay, so yeah, next up we have Bradley Ibrahim gone, former Arsenal player.
It's nothing more than a blip on the radar. The good thing is we got some money.
I think so.
Because later on we have a news item that's going to talk about the money that surprisingly came in, like a warm shower in the morning. And he's the one part of that.
Okay.
So, yeah, he never played for the team. I think the only team worth mentioning is that Dade made this very strange statement about him being too good for Hertha. I don't know.
And wasn't it like he called him like a frustrating player or something? Because he...
No, there was somebody else.
You sure?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Because he never played for him, and he only played a couple of games in the under-23s, and people who went to the game said that he was always overtaxed by the position, even at the Regionalliga level.
Oh, okay.
And then there came all these rumors about personal attitude problems and discipline.
Attitude problems, yes. Okay, okay.
So he's gone. Where's he gone? I don't even know.
I forgot. I knew, but I forgot.
I think he's a bit like Alan. Remember Alan?
Yes.
The Liverpool loanee?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I was at the Geschäftsstelle, and I was walking down there. They renovated the whole thing, and they have TV screens everywhere with the news, some pictures, some of their internal data. And one of them was a quiz. Okay, who are the 13 Brazilian players? Maybe you can keep that up for the next time you want to do one of your crazy quizzes. The trivia things, and we're going to have the 13 Brazilian players for Hertha, and I think I got three of them.
13 Brazilian players.
Not now.
okay, no, because
Ronny and his brother. That's easy.
Yeah, Ronny, his brother. Yes, Marcelinho.
Yeah, and wasn't one called Cacau or something like?
Yes.
And
Alex Alves.
Rodney. Rodney, we're at seven. Gilberto.
That's possible.
Rodney, Gilberto. Okay, next time.
Yes.
Homework.
Oh, Cunha.
Oh, shit, yeah. And we're at eight.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. For two foreigners. Oh, no, not a foreigner. Sorry.
Are you outing yourself?
No, it's
not. You're a foreign agent.
I'm from Russia.
All right. Okay. Next up, we have new cooperation with Klado in youth female instead of Zehlendorf.
Yeah. Zehlendorf had, I think we mentioned before that Zehlendorf now left because in the actual what's an Antrag in English? Application, but that sounds wrong in that context. It's something that Hertha, or that the RKJ put to Hertha for the members meeting, say, hey, we want a women's team.
Oh, like a proposal or something?
Yeah. And then Hertha said, cool, we have to do that anyways because the FL now, we have to have a women's team. We're like the last team that doesn't have one in the Bundesliga.
Okay.
And And then they got approached by, because Hertha never started one for whatever reason. And then they had corporations with Lübars and Turbine Potsdam, I guess. And then there was nothing. And then while this was going on, and I think there were talks between AKJ and the presidium of Hertha BSC beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zehlendorf came today. We can't afford the men's and the women's division. Don't you want to take our best teams? And yeah, sure. And then I'm not sure if it was the DFL or the DFB or the Berliner FV. I think the NOFV, the Northeast Football Verband, said, yeah, mm-hmm. you can't. And then they had to take the entire women's division. And now, after 2 years, we keep like five teams and the rest goes back to Zehlendorf.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So now Hertha started a cooperation with Claro, which is... Claro should be known because it was a military airport during the occupation. Or during West Berlin times.
Wasn't it Gato?
Oh, you're right. But Claro, there was something in Claro.
Teaching the Berliner about some history here. Wow.
But Gato is close to Claro.
Okay.
I know it's not Claro because if you were a German, a Berlin student... Sometime during Grundschule, between the grade 1 and 6, you would go on a class trip to Claro. because all the other places would require you to travel at least 2 hours through the transit zone. And so that was the Berlin, Karl Sonnenschein House. That's why I got these scars here, there. Well, whatever.
But no, I mean, you got to tell the story now.
Okay. I was in seventh grade and our teacher wanted to do a class trip with us. And because we're not supposed to have a class trip, but we went to Catholic school, he called it, there was something called the Tage religiöser Orientierung, Days of Religious Orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher was really cool. He was a former boxer, by the way. And he said something like, in order to make this work, we have to talk about God for half an hour every day.
Jesus.
So we just sit down and we talk about anything, whatever. Said, okay, that's done. And then
okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, and I had a friend who was, 6'2" or something like. No, yeah, 6'2". Hang on, six is how much is 6 feet?
183.
Okay, he was 6'2", 6'3", and we played basketball. And he always made fun of me because I was smaller and I couldn't jump as high. And there was this...
You're 6'2".
Yeah, but I was in seventh grade.
Oh, okay.
I was still growing. I probably was 170 something.
Okay.
And there was this glass lamp. And he would say, see, I can touch it. And I tried for a long time. He kept making fun of me. And then I jumped up with all my might. And because I'm stupid, I always hit it with all my might. And I heard a noise and I looked up and... The glass dropped on my face, and I was really lucky. I have one above the eye and one just below the eye.
Jesus.
And then I said, okay, I had made a mess. And then I went to the room next door, which was a girl's room. I said, hey, can I get something to clean it up? And she said, that was bleeding from my face. And the worst thing was when they took me to the next Krankenhaus, and then they put something over my eye, and then I just saw the needle. And it looks like the needle is going right into your eyes. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, sometimes visible, but some people never see it. I
never noticed. So
it's here. It's two cuts, and they don't look because I was 14 and they said something about going to a doctor again. I said, no, fuck it. I had my mom take out the stitches.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was a nurse.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so I never, oh, yeah, oh, no, let's go move on. It's.
You're going to puke into your screen. All right. Yeah. Okay, so next up we have.
Eyes on Steinhaus, please.
Yes. Hertha shares were to be auctioned off. Yeah. ACAP retained them, becoming. And then the sentence gets cut off. So
yeah, because I didn't want to look up. There used to be the main creditor, or was it the other thing around? I keep messing that up, even though I worked in finance for so long. The person they owed money to.
I think it's creditor.
Yeah, because they gave them credit, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. And they were the main. And then they they were supposed to auction them off, and then there was nobody interested. So there was no auction. They were just switched from being the main creditor to being the shareholder or something like that. I made a nice shirt for that. ACAP are bastards.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to make a limited run of those and then.
Well, yeah. You don't want to be arrested. Like, if you're going to be arrested, it's got to be for a good reason, right?
Yeah, like maybe hitting Mats in the face or stupid Claudia, whatever her name is. The one, you know, that the president, like the female president of the German Bundestag, that she made a decree that they are not going to put up the pride flag during Pride Month because they have to because they have to be politically neutral.
Well, I mean, maybe that's not wrong technically, but it's still
It's human rights and not politics. It's human rights.
No, you're right. Yes,
and especially in the Charter of Rights, you have the basic human rights of people, and like paragraph one, the you just mentioned.
Yeah, liberty of religion and all that. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay.
And sexual orientation. And I think they even changed the Verfassung for that in the 2000s.
Ah, okay.
But enough about this Nazi country.
Right.
How did we get here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd like to know. Jesus.
We need like a secretary who's going to go back and read us the protocol, like the minutes.
Well, yeah.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
Me neither. Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah, it was like about punching Merz in the face.
Yeah, punching Merz in the face.
Yeah.
Important.
Okay.
Episode title.
Yeah. And let's wait for, you know, cops to kick down your door. Oh,
sorry, there's some noise at the door.
Polizei!
Zugriff.
Yeah.
I had this weird dream this morning. I woke up and then, because my daughter decides on the spot, and it's okay, Papa, take me to Tita, or Mama, take me to Tita. And then I was, I fell asleep again, and I was at my friend's house. And I know he's pretty big with drugs. And
okay,
I forgot. They said, hey, you want to watch the Champions League? No, I don't want to watch the Champions League. And then he said, okay, then go back to my place and get your stuff, and then you can leave the key in my mailbox. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, the police came and they said, oh, we have a warrant. I said, no, you don't have a warrant. And they had like this huge, like 10 pages. And I read through and said, no, you don't have a warrant. And then I woke up and was like, fuck, what? And then they got in and my friend had somehow, you know, these plastic things where you keep your cereal?
Yes.
And they were full of weed. I said, what the fuck was happening?
Wow. Okay.
I don't even know why. Wow. I mean, I watched Banshee, which is a crazy good
episode. Oh, that show is, you know, it's pulpy as hell, but it's a lot of fun.
I like the main character because I hate his, I watched like a few episodes of The Boys.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I hate him with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
But he's really good.
He looks weird.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good in that show. And
yes.
I also, the his former love interest, I know her from somewhere. I don't know from where, but I know her from something in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, but she was one of the...
the one, the Croat. She's from Croatia.
Yes. Like the James Bond, the Casino Royale.
Ah.
She was his girlfriend. Le Chiffre's girlfriend. So, yeah. And I don't think she had a line, any lines in the movie, or maybe she... No.
I remember the books. Because
maybe a couple of words, but nothing more.
I read the books. I started reading the James Bond books in the correct order, and that's the first one.
Yes.
Yeah, so I remember only the book. Was that the first Daniel Craig movie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I love the old... I mean, I was of the cinema-going age during the Pierce Brosnan times.
Mm-hmm.
I remember GoldenEye, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Where it starts off with the Russian airfield and bam, 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 bam.
Yes,
the German actor as the Russian general. That was nice.
I forgot his name.
I forgot Gottfried John.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
I mean, I think Brosnan was a great James Bond, but the scripts were shit.
and the accent. It was more like action. It was a bit like, okay, let's do a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yes.
Oh, but the female parts were great. There was this was it Famke Janssen who killed men with her legs?
Yes.
Yeah. During intercourse?
Yes. Oh, yeah. As you look into the distance with a longing look on your face.
No kink shaming. No kink shaming.
No kink shaming. That's true. All right. So, okay. Let's stay on topic here. Yeah. Let's
Finish go back. Mads. Fuck him.
Get back on track. Next up on the list, we have Away. Yeah. And by the way, listeners, it's 7:35 a.m. Eastern time. So coffee is kicking in. All right. So, yeah. Next up, we have Away Tickets, Man's Team 24-25.
Yeah. It was crazy, crazy huge. I didn't look. I think it was. No, it was just.
Are you Trump? Crazy.
Very huge. Beautiful. Very
it was
beautiful.
Huge.
I have to send you a video later. It's I think it's called Dropout TV. It mm-hmm. it generated out of Dropout at collegehumor.com.
Oh yeah, okay.
And the funny thing is, the guy who runs the thing is the son of a former labor secretary in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Robert Reich, and the son is Sam Reich.
Okay.
And there's this one show, and I always see shorts of it because I haven't subscribed to it. And it's just, you know, a game show host, different game shows, and he just tells people, okay, you now have to be, I think it was Lord of the Rings or Mordor, but make it Trump. And he's like, you know, a beautiful, beautiful black tower. And how did we get
Away Tickets, Man's. I don't know how we got
it was
here. It was a big, huge, and that's how we got there.
It was a very beautiful, very beautiful. Everybody told me it's a very beautiful. It was LBB runs a LBB football Instagram account, and they took a very basic social media training. Okay, every 2 days you have to have a story. And once I was there, that Hertha sold out almost all the stadiums they played at.
Okay.
I mean, and I think they oversold because some games they had 15,000 tickets. 15,000.
100?
No, 15,000
would be a lot.
Yeah, that's okay. That's too much. I think it was 10,000 in the last home game, in this away game of the first leg of the season.
Okay.
There were 10,000 in Hannover.
Oh, okay.
But then, of course, you have stadiums like Elversberg.
Oh, yeah, like. Yeah.
Where you have, because I think 10% is the official quota you have to give to somebody. But if you only have 11,000, plus you have construction going on, it's only like 100 tickets. And I think there was one stadium they didn't sell out, but there was some reason. I think it was boycotting. I'm not sure.
That rings a bell.
Oh, no, I think it was Rostock because nobody likes to go to Rostock. Which
I've never been, so I should keep it that way, I guess.
Yeah. If you go there, go to Stralsund, much nicer. And you get the same city shitty Rostock stickers as well. Or you can go to a home game of Greifswalder FC, who are an opponent of the under-23s.
Mm, okay. But like, what about the city itself?
I have never been.
Okay. All right.
I don't think it's too good. At least the people I met when I was in my youth, and you know, we were like starting to study, and you had people who came here from Rostock, nobody had anything good to say about that.
Okay. Well, noted.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Rogan, and with a Blue Sky link.
Yeah. It's just the same thing. Yeah,
okay.
Makes
Let's
sense.
Move on. Let's yeah, move yeah. on. Okay. Next up, we have Fresh Money, 3.11 million from transfers, sell-on clauses for Kunja, Samardzic, and Ibrahim.
Yeah, so I think it's sell-on clauses for Kunja and Samardzic.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kunja moved on to
Man U.
From Wolverhampton?
Yes.
From the, and then...
Yeah, and now I hope he fucking sucks. Because fuck Man U. Sorry.
And I think Samardzic was sold to something in Italy, right?
I think so.
Because I think he went to Leipzig from Germany, from Hertha, from Berlin.
Yes.
Zaman.
I think so, yeah.
Zamančič. His family was kind of nice. I sat next to them with my baby when he was playing in the under-19s.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like a month before COVID. I sat there. There were like 50 people in the stands. And I sat there with his grandmother and his brothers.
Okay.
He's at Atalanta.
Okay.
Bergamo. I think Hans-Peter Brigio played for them as well. Because when I started watching international football, it was 86, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I took the car yesterday and I took all my HAPA friends who had to go to the same workshop. And my friend Heidi is from Argentina.
I didn't know that. Okay.
She was born in Puerto Rico, in Buenos Aires.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad was a German engineer who was traveling from project to project. And when she was 5, they moved to Berlin.
Okay.
And the first time I talked to her was she was at my school, and I had just come back from the States. So I was on a vacation semester because the starting times for semesters didn't align.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back in May, and the semester ended in June. So I took like a vacation semester officially. And we went on a what we called block seminar in German. So you don't have the weekly, but we had 2 or 3 in the beginning. And then we went for a weekend from Thursday till Sunday.
Okay.
And we did from morning till after lunch, we just did work. And then the rest of the time we did leisure.
Okay.
And it was 2006. And I traveled there officially as their kitchen helper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in charge of the beer. No, and and then we went to some, it was near MacPom, it was near Küritz.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all went in different cars with us, and we went to another little town where they showed the matches on the screen.
Oh, big screens, okay.
I think it was when they invented public viewing.
Okay.
Because it's a German invention. And we went to see I think it was the quarterfinals, Germany, Argentina. You know, with the penalty shootout and stuff. Yeah, and this is when I first talked to her, because everybody was giving her real, like, hateful shit about football. Yeah. Yeah, and that's how we got to talk about... How did we get...
You had a bunch of people in your car, and one of them was Heidi.
Yeah, you know.
That's how we got here.
Oh, yeah, and the first World Cup I watched was the 86 World Cup.
Yes.
When I cried during when Argentina scored the winning goal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And Hans-Peter Brügge was the captain back then, and he played for Atalanta. You had all these, you know, you had Klinsmann, Bremer, Matthäus at Internazionale. Föller was on Roma. Yes. Roma, and yes. Then we went to Marseille, right? Didn't he win the championship with Marseille?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Yes, we got all these, we call them sellswords, legionäre in German.
Oh, yeah. Mercenaries.
Yeah. Yeah, but right. Without the negative connotation.
Okay, it's just like free agents, kind of.
No, a legionnaire, somebody who's part of a legion.
Ah, okay.
Because I think the legion is, we call them legionäre if they're outside. I think even if you go to Transfermarkt now and you look at Hertha's roster, it says legionäre percentage, how many foreign players.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Next up, we have new sleeve sponsors, Sparda Bank,
which I think is
for the men's first team.
Yeah. And I think it's a big, big thing, because it's the first time in a long time that a bank would talk to us, let alone cooperate with us, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And it's a really good sign.
They probably talk to this club a lot, but it's mostly in like the when will you fucking pay us back?
No,
conversation.
I think we were at Deutsche Bank.
Okay.
And I think at least we're getting somehow slightly going back into society, no longer being pariahs in the financial community.
Yes.
Oh, did I include the last Windhorst news in the list?
I don't see it.
Yeah. Tenor is bankrupt. Surprise, mm-hmm, surprise.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And of course, across the statement by Atena was no way.
Gaslighting is fine.
Gaslighting central.
Yes, and like we have the picture of the, you know, the cartoon of the dog with the rooms on fire around the
this
dog.
This is fine. This is fine.
Yes. All right.
This meme is getting way more airplay than it's supposed to.
No, yes, true. It's getting a lot of mileage.
I think I read a newsletter by a German journalist, and she writes about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole article for this week started with a meme.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the time we live in now.
Now, she said that the dog is the German government, basically.
Okay.
Because they ignore everything they should do and say, oh, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. So next up, Bobich. I like the spelling. Bobich business.
Yeah. So I think I should not say anything about this. It's just, I would never have the gall to go somewhere and say, hey. Oh, I watched a video yesterday. It was a 10-minute video about, it was from last year, about the reign of terror of Freddy Bobich.
Mm-hmm.
He was so bad. I mean, he was really bad. And now he wants like 4 million euros.
I thought it was like 3.2 or something. Or yeah, but it's still a shitload, but like...
Yeah, the lawyer fees and the court fees, so...
Oh, okay, so yeah, ERTA has to pay that.
Depending on the settlement, so yeah.
Jesus.
I think it has a certain humorous aspect to it, because it's like... No, I mean, he was so stupid to go to the press, it's fine, great to finally go back to talking to each other, and then... Bang. They just didn't take the deal. But could you imagine you do a really shitty, shitty job? You get fired because you miss all the mistakes, you know? Mm. And all vocabulary is inconsistent as fuck. And then they say, you know, you're out and say, hey, but we made a deal. Because in the YouTube video, his deal was to get 80% of his original salary if he gets fired.
Okay.
Who made this contract?
That's a good question.
Velma. The funny thing is, everybody who's guilty is already gone.
Yeah.
And because of Kai's death, because there was mm-hmm. one very explosive kind of, I mean, one of the, okay, they, at first they fired him like regularly, and then they gave him the extraordinary, also Ankündigung in German.
Mm-hmm.
And one reason was the interview he did with, after the match, after they lost to Union. And then the reporter from RBB asked, how long do you think you can guarantee the job of Sandro Schwarz? And he finished the interview, and then he said to him, if you ask once more, I'm going to hit you in the face.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons they... And then the other reason was that Kai said he had proof that Freddy Bobic was sharing internal information with somebody from Frankfurt who's also on the DFL board.
Ooh, okay.
And because of Kai's death, he could never corroborate that, and there was no more proof, and then what happened, but it would have been interesting. Maybe if he had proof, then we would just talk about how many people which made it. And the funny thing is, he already has a new job, you know?
Yeah, I forgot where, but yeah.
Legia Warschau, one of the worst fan scenes in all of Europe. Very Nazi.
I didn't know that.
And they regularly get UEFA bans and stuff like that.
Okay.
For violent behavior and pyrotechnics.
Well, I mean, like, I know that the fans and the ultras and the clubs are two separate things. But yeah, you know.
I mean, I got this. My friend sent me a message about Bilbao. There's a Bilbao player who is going to leave for Barcelona. And they have Williams.
Yes. Nico Williams?
Nico Williams, yeah. Yes. Not Iñaki. And there's a bit like the Boateng mural we have in Venice. Mm-hmm. It's about three legends of the club. And somebody put paint over him and said something like, it wasn't violent, but it was just like, we lost all the respect, all your respect, and you have no more honor or something like that. And then the club went ballistic and made a very strong statement, and they already contacted the artist who did the original mural to redo the mural again.
Oh.
And they promised to give him all the means he needs to bring it back. And it's interesting. They talked about it being an honor and it's an obligation to hold yourself to certain standards and respect each other. It was pretty nice. Yeah.
Well, yes. I mean, in theory, it sounds good, but, people are people, so.
Says the most hateful podcast host in Canadian history. By the way, if we were really...
Go ahead, sorry.
If we were really good at podcasting, we would now go from the mural to the Hatter mural, but we're not, so next item in the list.
Yeah, but I mean, I had something else in mind. I thought you were going to say... Like I mentioned, people are people, and I thought you were going to say, and so says Depeche Mode.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's before my time.
Not bad, eh?
I don't like that. I don't like Depeche Mode.
Okay. But you're right, though, about the mural.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyone who is in Berlin, it's on Skalitzerstraße.
Bring your umbrella or your raincoat because it's going to be windy here. Yeah, it looks pretty nice. People were talking about this leak because there was a video. I don't know what the video was about, but it had Marco Rehmer in it.
Okay.
Who's a Fahnenträger currently.
Okay.
Played for Hertha. And he had wore something. Because, oh, that's the new... You only saw like the sleeve and said, oh, that's the new jersey. And like, I don't know. And then, was it yesterday they put out? Or was it on Sunday? I think on Sunday they put out the mural in Skalitzerstraße.
Might be yesterday, but yeah.
Oh, hang on, let me just check out the BST.
It looks nice from what I've seen. And someone in the WhatsApp group mentioned it looks like Newcastle-ish, because Newcastle is black and white, and it seems...
It's not black.
No, I know, but it looks really dark blue.
Yeah, but it looks like the 04, 05.
Yes, but like from a glance, it looks like a little bit like Newcastle, and I completely got that. But I mean, I'll be there in October, and I'll definitely go see it in person, and I'm looking forward to it.
I like the Chiron. It says tradition never ends.
Yes,
and I have to say I like the Castor. Because they're not called Castore, because they're British, as I found out. As we talked about that before we started the recording, right?
Mm-hmm. Someone said that the person looks like she has a pot belly because of like one of the folds in the jersey looks out of place, I guess. So it looks like she has a beer belly.
Were you that person who said that?
No, no, I didn't say that, but I read that and it gave me a chuckle.
Okay.
And I will confirm when I see it in person.
But I think it's nice it wasn't leaked.
Yeah, that's true.
And somebody said, yeah, but that's exactly how such and such thing. But we had the same thing. Remember when they did when we started with Bet at Home? Was it Bet at Home? The betting place?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then they put the jersey on the victory column, on the Goldelse.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. I'm not even sure if there was real or if they just made a video that was... Fake? I'm not sure. Yeah, but I like the whole thing. It's very organic, comes in. The players wore the new training gear yesterday.
Yes.
And I read somewhere that they were supposed to play in the new stuff. I think the contract with Nike runs till the end of the season, so the 30th. But they have a friendly on the 28th, which they're supposed to be playing in. I think it's Ludwigsfeld or something. You know, like really like, let's play 22 to nothing.
the training jersey is light blue. Someone mentioned Manchester City-ish, which boils my blood, but I can see it definitely.
It's Carolina blue. No, it's not.
Okay, so you're gonna make stuff up on the spot.
Carolina blue. North Carolina.
I don't
Michael
know
what... Jordan's university.
Ah, yeah, okay.
And he always wore the sweatpants under the pants underneath his original pants when he played for the Bulls.
Really?
That's why he had these extra large shorts because he had like these 80s short shorts where your balls would just show.
Yeah. No, but okay, Carolina Blue. I guess I never heard that.
This baby blue is called Carolina Blue, and I think Carolina Blue was way before Manchester City even started to become a thing. Or did they change the colors when the Sheikhs took over?
I don't know, and I think the correct answer here is who gives a shit? Exactly. Fuck Manchester City. All right, okay, moving on.
Fuck. You should get an audio clip from you. Have you seen Half-Baked?
We need to stay on topic here.
Yeah, one second. Have you seen Half-Baked?
Oh, a long time ago.
Fuck you, fuck you. You cool, fuck you, I'm out.
Yes.
That's absolutely you.
Well, you know.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't disagree, you know yeah. I didn't disagree. Okay, so next up we have Kenny to PAOK.
Yeah, this
is Thessaloniki.
Si. Yeah, North Greece.
Yes.
Northeast, yeah.
Yes. So I guess he went in the wrong direction because he wanted to be close to his family or something, but whatever.
It's the same thing with Brooks when he wanted to go to England and he ended up at Wolfsburg.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's fine,
Reading, stay in school, kids, stay in school.
Yeah, I mean, don't skip geography classes.
Yeah, but seriously, maybe he just moved his family out to Greece, which I would think, okay, that's not too bad.
No, yeah, it's true.
Nicer winners.
That's true. And they play in Europe, I think.
I think they even play championship qualification or something like that. Or at least the Europa League. I couldn't find them. I looked through all the leagues. I couldn't. Yeah, but you have all these very crazy qualification for, what's the news?
Conference League and shit like that. Yeah.
800 rounds and yeah.
Yes.
So I couldn't find them, but they play in Europe, so.
Well, he did okay.
Yeah, it's just
nothing against the guy.
It's like an unforced error, Why just say I leave for whatever reason and not, you create a certain, in Germany you have the nice word Fallhöhe, I don't know what that is. If you say I love Hertha, and then you go to Union,
yeah,
then you create yourself a certain, in German
not expectation, but I know what you mean.
In German it's the falling height.
Okay.
Literally translated, that you create by it's like when Jesus says something and then he does the complete opposite and then we say he played well. I'm not sure because there were rumors about Cologne.
Oh yeah,
and I'm not, and my friends from Cologne texting me, so I'm not even sure if he would have been good enough for Erste Bundesliga because he sucked when he came to Hertha for the first year.
Yes, that's true.
All the goals on the left side because he was, I don't know where he was. Yeah, but he did well. Just the episode with the I want to go to my family and I don't feel ready to play. Oh. A very, very Conga-esque aftertaste.
Yes.
Yeah,
I get it.
Who said that he was not psychologically ready to play for Hertha BSC?
Well,
hey, that's one. When we talk about roster, next episode or something, we have to talk about Kanga because we sold him to Dinamo Zagreb.
That's possible.
And he already flamed out there.
Really? Jesus. Okay.
He's now so rumored to go back to Belgium because it's the only place where he really played well, except for when he played. I think he came from Bern, right? From Young Boys.
Probably
that was the only, and then he had a good season at the other club that was owned by 777,
Standard Liège.
Yeah, and then they went bankrupt and he couldn't play. So we sometimes it's funny, or like with La Zoga, when we sold La Zoga for 10 million, and
yes,
he just retired, by the way, and he was playing for Schalke 2.
Oh wow, okay,
yeah, it's bad, yeah. It's always about timing.
Yes.
Next.
luck and other things. All right. Okay, next up, we have Mona Saar from Eintracht Frankfurt 2 to Hertha Frauen.
Yeah, I think last week Hertha Frauen just started one player a day. I think they first announced the other player. That should be the next item on the list.
Gröning interview. That's
no.
what I have.
No, no, no.
Oh, well, but that's what I have here.
Yeah, but then do you have the other player? I forgot her name.
The one that we talked about earlier?
Yeah, the champion.
Like the, yeah, like a 32-year-old defender. That's all I remember. Yeah.
See? So I missed that.
That's okay.
No. Didn't do my homework.
That's not okay. Yeah, exactly. You have to, you know.
Yeah. Flagellate?
Flagellate or something. Flagellate.
In German, they're called flagellanten.
Okay. Well, yeah, in French, flagellation.
Yeah. Church is such a cool invention.
Well, you know, the best inventions
come
out of the unlikeliest places sometimes. All right. So next up, we have Gröning interview.
Yeah, it was one of those longer interviews that basically, I mean, it was kind of interesting because of his...
He's the coffee guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You mean my new Instagram buddy?
Oh, yeah, exactly. He's your new favorite player.
Yeah, of course. No, but he had a very interesting career. I think he played, South Korea? Yeah.
South Korea, yes. And wasn't it like Greece or?
Spain, of course.
Yes, Spain.
Because he has a Spanish espresso machine. We talked about that already.
Okay.
Oh, and he said he wants to open a cafe, so I'm looking for a new buddy. Start a coffee. It would be funny. Gröning Müller Reichenwalder Coffee.
Well, I mean...
But he seems really nice.
Why not?
I just texted him, hey, if you're looking for coffee places, I recommend these two. And he said, oh, thank you so much.
Nice. Yeah, 28, 6'2" forward. South Korea, AGF is, yeah, Denmark, Castellón. Yeah, okay. I had Greece in mind probably because of Kenny, but yes.
Ah, okay.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, hopefully it works out. And we also have Paul Séguin. Is he German or French?
Séguin.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. He's definitely not French.
He's
then.
From Magdeburg. His father was an international player for the GER.
Oh, okay.
And he's the brother that went the highest, and his other brothers also do something with sports, but nobody played Bundesliga like him.
Okay.
And he played, since Fürth, he played for like over 100 matches for Leitl. Yeah, I don't know, maybe we should rename our team like Fürth. Because we have Dudziak still in the mix somehow.
Mm-hmm.
We have Reze, we have Séguin, so that's three players. It's kind of a lot.
I know that I'm going to screw that up a lot from now on. Séguin. Yeah.
Séguin?
I mean, yeah. Like,
you call him Séguin?
Yeah, Séguin.
Paul Séguin?
Paul Séguin is like the only thing missing is an accent.
Does that have any meaning? No.
Maybe in old French or something, but...
Because my only suggestion would be Séguir, you know?
Oh, yes. Yes.
All the follower.
Okay, why not?
No. His father is from Magdeburg and was a football pro. And they also showed some pictures of him, like with his dad in his uniform and on his arm. You know what they started doing in the 2000s when they had players with their kids at the World Cups and stuff like that. It started at some point, you know. And then I think it's quite a cute thing with the kids, and then. Especially, I think it's liked by the fans when the kids get to play after the match and then they score goals on the real pitch.
Yeah.
There was a pretty stupid incident that a Sky reporter who does there was the video. Did you see the video?
No.
Okay, it's really small. I put it in the show notes. Make a note. I put it in the show notes. They do the videos with Toni. And he's dressed like the German Stromberg, the German The Office version.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's got two or three videos of that. And there is like this fan article that says Steigerlied, which is the hymn of Schalke. And he kicks it away and puts down a Hertha flag. And then the music plays and said, you can learn that now. And that's it. and then you see him said, hey, Hertha fans, I'm happy to be here. Ha ho he. And then... You just see nobody else. It's like it's over. And then he says, is he always like that? Yeah, and some people were butthurt about that video because it made fun of something, or I don't even know what they mean. And then the people said, oh, yeah, he's the only person responsible for the downfall of Schalke. And yeah, sure.
Yeah. Keep believing that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And it's, hang on, let me just open the.
Okay. But
go ahead.
In the meantime, Ziguin, 400K, that's why I hadn't mentioned yet from Schalke, as we know, former Union, played for Leitl in Fürth, yes.
But he didn't play long in Union, and he never really made it at Union. And I think he didn't, because he was always subbed on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that wasn't what he was looking for.
Okay.
Was there on Blue Sky? I can't find it. But later, under the... Okay, I think the Sky reporter did a quote tweet about that and wrote something shitty. And then Tony went there and gave him like a... I mean, of course, it's a pretty stupid act by a reporter to do stuff like that. And he said, yeah, as a reporter, I was like, fuck you and stuff like that. Now everybody's like, okay, I want... Even though he's from Schalke, I want him just to win and play well. And especially when we play Schalke, score 3 goals and then... Yeah.
All right. So, okay, next up, I scroll down and we have 3 items left. We can probably squeeze those in. We are at 54 minutes.
Yeah.
So let's go for 60 or less. Come on, we can do it. We have Elfie interview.
Oh, yeah. Elfie Wellhausen did an interview with ARD.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was the top scorer of the league. And they asked her about if she wanted to leave the club because she was, I mean, and she said, yeah, I mean, there had been options to leave.
Okay.
And the best thing she said was, I think I sent you a translation somewhere.
Yes.
And she said something like, you know, I could have left after last season, but I really like it here. I think it's not going to be much money in it anyways. And I mean, she's 18 or 19. So, and she said, everywhere, if I left Berlin, everything else would be a downgrade. I really love that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
that's nice.
Oh, and when the coach left, at the last match, he said, after the match, it was really great working with you. Thank you. Blah, blah. And the only thing missing is promotion. You're just going to do that next year. I mean, I really like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, with the moves they're doing right now, you know, getting Zaha played second team for Eintracht and getting the veteran on this young team might be a good thing.
Yeah, it's encouraging.
And they are playing a match at the season opening party. It's going to be a public practice of the men's team, and before they're playing a friendly against Dortmund.
Okay.
That Joel's favorite team.
Yes. Yeah, I remember you mentioned that last episode. All right. Okay. Okay, so next up we have Tricot. We talked about that.
Yes, at length.
Castor. Okay, and lastly, we have the Rangnick ruse.
Yeah. If it's the way I think it is, it's masterful gambit, sir.
Okay.
But I think on a few days ago, a rumor started that Kicker picked up. That Hertha was in talks with current ÖFB head, Ralf Rangnick, who I think was at Schalke, Hoffenheim, Leipzig.
I think so. And then United.
Oh, yes. Did he help?
And after that, he coached the Austrian team, I think?
No, he's the head of sports. He's not the coach. I think he's the Austrian association's head.
Okay.
Of football. Oh, and he was the head of global football at Fizzy Drink Company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and the rumor was that he was going to come to Hertha and that the president, or we talked to him like 3 times. And I think I remember that Fabian Drescher was quite amused about this. Okay. And then 2 days later, I said, it's not true. And I think, I hope, because they, at the last time, he was complaining about the, and when you say you have a Maulwurf, the little animals that make tunnels?
Yeah, the, like, not a gopher, but like the, Jesus Christ, I know that
we both work in translation. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I have the French word in mind. It's marmotte, groundhog.
No.
No? Okay, shit.
Let me check, let me check.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. It's still the morning here. What is it?
Mole.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
And you say yes. Mole in English as well, because we say, there's a mole. Okay, mm-hmm. Back a long time ago, we still had the other guys who left the... We had all the news got out, and then for some time the news didn't get out, and now we're back to some news getting out, and I hope that they just made like four fake stories up with mm-hmm. four different news items, and the one that went through, they could tell that that's their mole. So I hope that yes. that's... Because it doesn't make any sense them talking to him, because we don't have the money, and Hertha didn't give the job to the guy from Hamburg because mm-hmm. he wanted too much power, so I don't think that they would have gone with him.
And it would have been amazing, though.
Well,
I mean, except for United, he's had a good...
And Leipzig.
Well, I mean, they had, you know, relative success when he was there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they were on the way up.
It was okay. He wasn't Mordor, but he did well.
Yeah. But... Oh, yeah, here it says manager of the Austria national team. So,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what
well,
it is.
Yeah, that's okay. It doesn't matter anyway
it's
because
Austria.
He's not...
See, and we're done in 59 minutes and 55 seconds.
Yes, that's awesome. Okay, thank
bye.
You, goodbye. Okay. But no, yeah, I mean, that covers all the news I
just
have
just wonder
here.
Who's the player I missed. Fuck, I really missed that. I can't even come up with the name of the defender or midfielder they got. I got in a sec. Eh? Oh, here she is. Jennifer Kramer.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah.
Can you get any more German?
Finally. Yeah, you know, like it's like,
yeah.
Ah, now we
and
know. Now we have
and the right
name.
Thought is just
yes.
Cruising, like orbiting right around your conscience. And I hate that. Yeah. Yeah, Jennifer Kramer.
Okay.
And she's the first really like old player we got because everybody else is 19 till 23, I think.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if there's anybody who's 25 or something like that because it's a really, really young team.
Jennifer Kramer with a C. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Now,
interesting.
Now we know.
And now we can spend half an hour on the idiocy of us as fans now being really excited about the new season. Just gonna end it. Heartbreak yep. and slapstick goals and shit. Oh, did you look at the link I sent you about the under-19 semifinal Germany against Spain?
It said something like, you know, the uploader made this shit unavailable in your country.
They,
so.
They were down 1-0. Then they equalized and went ahead. Then the keeper stopped the penalty.
Wow.
And then they were up 3-2 and then 2-1. And then in the 90+7, Spain scored a goal.
Yeah.
1 minute later, they scored another goal to be up. And then Germany scored another goal. It was the craziest. It was a free kick from pretty far out. And somehow
mm-hmm.
the goalkeeper missed the ball and the defender, because the ball was like really slow. It wouldn't even have gone to the ball. And then the defender tried to somehow get the ball away from the danger and put it straight into the goal. And then Germany lost on a 6-5 in extra in
penalties.
No, Verlängerung.
Extra time. Okay.
Extra time. Yes.
Jesus.
Crazy. Craziest game I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So yeah. So that's it.
Yeah.
Let's try again in 2 weeks, I guess, or...
We'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. So where can people reach us? That's the MTF podcast on Blue Sky.
Yes. And Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a Threads account that we don't use.
I think so.
But I think that's it, right? Because I think I never made a Mastodon.
I don't go there anymore either.
And I think we didn't erase the X account yet.
I think you're right.
Yeah, but I never go. And why?
That's,
why?
You know, yeah,
just crazy shit. Yeah, yeah. Good. So we're done with that. I think the training camp starts soon. Maybe okay. we can do after. Hang on, I went through the trouble of writing all the dates in my calendar. Training camp starts on the 11th of July and ends on the 19th and the 20th. Oh, but they have two training camps. So they have one, which is their fitness training, conditioning training camp, which is mm-hmm. always close to Berlin.
Okay.
And then for years, they've been going to Austria because it always used to be Turkey, but then something happened in Turkey and we don't want to go to Turkey anymore. I think it's Erdogan, but what do I know? Yeah. And then on the 20th is the season, not the season opener, but the season opening.
Preseason?
No, it's the Saisoneröffnung. It's where the team plays and it's a big party.
Ah, okay.
It used to be around, but nobody cared. And now it's a big thing. And the 25th, they're in Scotland. On the 26th, is CSD, which is important because I'm going there. Mm-hmm. Then they have a match on the 27th. And then we have the first Bundesliga Spieltag is on the weekend of 1st of August.
Okay.
So not much time left. We'll see what happens. Nobody cares.
And speaking of nobody cares, I'm...
Oh, kind you forgot. Shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve. Yeah, that's true. No, yeah.
And the mystery lady. The mystery lady from the Ronde.
Yes. And and that's not stuff that nobody cares. That's not what we meant. I meant that I'm kind of proud to say that I haven't watched a single second of the Club World Cup because fuck FIFA.
What?
The Club World Cup?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, good. Let's keep it that way.
We already have a sticker album for the Women's European Championship. This starts in July, I guess.
Yes.
And my friend from Hamburg gave me this for my daughter.
Okay.
Along with 100 of the stickers they already had. So we're by about a third done, but I couldn't find the sticker packs anywhere. I went to all the supermarkets and I didn't have them. So maybe they just launched that too early. But yeah, interesting. And it's only $5.99. And it's not Panini. Panini? Remember Panini? Panini, mm-hmm. Panini does the Club World Cup. Okay. And so this is Topps, which is an American company.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll keep you posted on this interesting topic.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, yeah. Thank you, listeners.
Hopefully, we will have Adventurer Simon back and young Canadian. Like, young also, you know, in my phone, the name is Young Canadian. No, Young Joel also Canadian, because it's what Simon said at some point when he introduced him. And I like the...
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thank you, listeners. And we will catch you on the next one. Thanks.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou. And keep listening to the Dimension Football Podcast.